starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Oh, hello, Tom. How are you?
Wonderful, Ellen. And you?
Just fine. Oh, and this is Melanie.
Yes, dear. This is Jeff's mother.
Hello, sweetheart. Oh, we're so glad you can spend a few days with us. We've all been looking forward to it, especially Jeff.
Oh, Mr. Miller.
Hi there, Tom. Glad to see you.
Come over and meet Jeff's grandfather.
Hey, it's good to see you. You haven't aged a day.
Well, good air, nourishing food, nobody nagging at me except Ellen here.
Oh, yeah.
This is Gramps, dear. This is Melanie, Dad.
Well, pleased to know you, young lady.
Now, darling, look, you promised you weren't going to do this. You were going to be a good little girl. Now,
I don't
please.
Want to stay here. I want to go with you.
Dad, whistle Jeff up.
Not acting like a big grown-up girl now.
I want to go with you.
I know, sweetie, but you can't go. Now, that's fine. Now, please.
Hey, excuse me just a minute, will you? You know, honey, I think you'll have a lot better time on the farm here than you would going with your dad. You see, you can go fishing and swimming with Jeff, and maybe we can rig up a hayride. Was you ever been on a hayride? Well, you've got a treat coming. Going on a hayride is funnier than a three-eared mule.
I give her everything she wants, yet she's completely unhappy. Maybe you can tell me, what more does a 10-year-old need besides a nice home, a governess, toys by the dozen, pretty dresses,
Tom. Love and affection. Feeling of being wanted.
Well, you know I love her and want her. I could just as easily have let her go to Europe with Henrietta, but I fought like a bull to keep her here with me.
I know it, and you know it. Tom, does she know it?
Well, does that make her destructive?
Destructive? In what way?
Well, she seems to want to destroy things that other people value. Like last week at school, she deliberately spilled ink on a girl's dress because the girl said it was the prettiest dress she had ever had. And on the way up here, she tried to break one of my favorite golf clubs because I said I might want to play some golf while we were here. What do you make of that?
Well, I could make a lot of that, Tom. But let's see what happens the next few days. Maybe by the time you come back, I'll be better able to tell you. Right now, prepare to be demolished.
Hey!
Oh, well, she always beats me. I guess four legs are better than two.
Jeff, you remember Mr. McLaughlin?
Why, of course. How are you, Jeff?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Jeff, I want you to meet my daughter, Melanie.
Hello. Oh, you're right. My hand to get your glove dirty.
She wants to shake hands, darling.
She's dirtier than I am. Later, girl. Can I sit at the wheel, Mr. McLaughlin?
Why, you bet. Jeff, go right ahead.
Oh, I've got a keen car.
Tom, are you sure you can't stay for dinner?
Oh, I'd love to, Ellen, but I'm late now. I've got a 4 o'clock appointment in Capital City.
I'm sure glad you could stay with us for a while. You came just in time for the big race. Every year we have a dog race at a different farm. This time it's our turn. Doc Wilson from the 4-H Club runs it. He's a vet. Lassie won it 2 times in a row. If she wins this year, we'll get to keep the trophy.
She better win. I've got narcissus bulbs planted in that trophy.
Here, let me get your bag.
I'll take it. I know where she's sleeping.
All right, Jeff. Thanks. Now, darling, I know you're going to have a wonderful time. You be a good girl. And if there's anything you need, you just ask Mrs. Miller for it.
When are you coming back?
Well, let's see. This is Saturday. Probably about Tuesday or Wednesday. Melanie, please. Thanks again, Ellen. Now, I hope she's not too much trouble.
Oh, now, don't you worry about her. We'll love having her.
All right. See you in a few days, Mr. Miller.
Fine, Tom, fine.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. McLaughlin!
Goodbye, Jeff. You take good care of my little girl.
I will!
Where's your secret place?
I can't tell you. Why not? Because if I told you, it wouldn't be a secret anymore. Here's my aunt's. I want to see your secret place. You can't.
Why not?
I told you why not. Because it's secret. Only me and Lassie know about it.
What's there?
Secret things.
Like what?
I'm not going to tell you, so don't keep asking me. You know how long it took me to catch all these ants?
How long?
More than a year.
Who wants them? They're dirty and crawly.
Ants are not dirty. They're clean. And they're smart, too. I read all about them in the 4-H magazine. They build houses and tunnels. They even have little cows that they milk.
Ha-ha.
You don't believe it, huh? I'll show you the magazine.
You did that on purpose. Get out. Get out of here!
But, Mom, she did it on purpose.
I know she did, darling, but she didn't mean to do
it. Oh, she did, too. She just took her hand and knocked it right off the bench.
I'm not making myself very clear, am I? Should we try again? You see, Melanie probably has a better bicycle than you, and more toys, and certainly more spending money, but she doesn't have the one thing that she needs, and that is people who love her.
Doesn't her father love her?
I'm sure he does, but for some reason, Melanie doesn't seem to think so.
Well, she still didn't have to knock my aunts off the bench.
Jeff, I have a very special favor that I want to ask of you. A real special favor.
What?
Well, Doc Wilson just got here, and the kids are all down on the field with their dogs. I want you to go to Melanie's room, apologize to her.
Apologize?
Apologize to me for shouting
Mom,
at her.
I can't.
And ask her if she will go
to
Horatius.
Gee.
Is that too much to ask?
It's an awful lot.
But
I'll do it.
Oh, darling, you're wonderful. And you know what I'll do for you?
What?
I'll even help you collect more ants.
Well, are we all ready?
Yeah.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Boys, you get on down to the finish line. George, you go on down there and judge them. I'll start them off. Now, folks, don't get in the way. Stand back over there. Don't cross while the race is on. Are you ready?
Let her rip!
On your mark. Get set. Go!
Good girl, Lassie. Gotta get your harness off here. There you are.
Come on, Lassie.
Lassie, where is Miller?
Oh, I know, darling. Isn't it wonderful? Now go find your daddy.
She beat him a mile.
Well, not quite a mile, but she beat him.
Prince will win the second heat. Then it'll be Lassie against Prince, just like last year.
Now maybe you can keep your trophy.
And you can keep your narcissus bulbs. I'm gonna go give Lassie some water.
I thought you weren't supposed to feed or water her.
Just a little won't hurt. Just to wet her mouth.
May I take her to the barn, Jeff?
Well, of course you can, darling. Run along.
I'll go with you.
Oh, Jeff, bring me my straw hat. It's in the front hall closet, I think.
Okay. No, Lassie. It's too hot out here in the sun. Come on, let's go in the cool barn. All right, now sit. Sit. Stay. I'll get you some water. Here. Especially on a hot day before a race, you can't feed or water them too much. Slows them up. That's enough. You watch her while I get Mom's hat.
Thank you.
You want this?
Like this, Goodney?
Now, lassie girl. Eat it. Enjoy yourself.
Are we ready, boys?
Yeah, Lassie's ready.
Yeah. All right, get down to the finish line. George, you be the judge again.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final race. In this lane, we have the winner of the first heat, Lassie, owned by Jeff Miller. And in this lane, the winner of the second heat, Prince, owned by Jackie Wells. Are you ready down there? Get a rip! On your marks. Get set. Go!
Doc, what is it?
I better get this dog to barn.
Lassie's dead, Mom. All right, Doctor.
You sure want her to be, don't you, boy? Well, you just keep stroking her head and let her know that you're here.
I'm here, Lassie.
I'll need a pail about half full of warm water, George.
Yes. Hey, where's the meat was in this bucket? There was a spoiled meat in there this morning, Doc.
That's it. Just as I suspected. She ate that meat and she's been poisoned. Get another pail.
Lassie wouldn't eat anything unless somebody gave it to her.
Just how bad was that meat?
Bad. Doc, I didn't know a dog would eat spoiled meat.
Well, sometimes they will.
Here, Doc.
Here.
Jeff, could she possibly have eaten it when you brought her back here for a drink of water after the first race?
Mom, you know Lassie's trained not to eat anything unless somebody gives it to her. That's it! Somebody gave it to Lassie so she'd lose the race.
Hold this, Dad. Melanie? Melanie?
I figure she got to the meet about noontime, huh, George?
Well, it had to be. Ellen brought it up and dumped it in the pail before noon.
Lassie wouldn't take anything by herself. She wouldn't eat anything unless somebody gives it to her. You know that, Gramps.
Well, I always thought so.
Hello, Jenny. Ellen Miller. Listen, do me a favor, would you, dear? Call down the road and find out if anyone saw the little girl we've got visiting. Yeah, she must have wandered off. Right. Thank you, dear. Bye.
Pete says Lassie's gonna be all right.
Oh, thank heavens. Dad, I...
You know, it looked pretty bad for a while, though. You know, I can't understand how she got to the meet. Like Jeff says, she don't eat anything unless someone gives it to her.
Someone did give it to her. I think it was Melanie.
Where is she?
Well, I can't find her. She's gone.
Where's she gone?
I don't know. Jenny's checking down the road.
Well, I'll find her, and when I do, she'll get the whipping of her life, so...
Now, you'll do nothing of the sort. Now, in the first place, she couldn't possibly have known that that meat was spoiled. And in the second place, Dad, she's only a child.
No child or no child. She's done something that...
Here's Jenny now. And don't you do anything. Hello? Yes, Jenny. Yes?
She'll be up and romping around in an hour. Jeff knows what to give her, just something light for a couple of days.
Thanks, Pete. Much obliged.
Forget it, George. I think almost as much of that dog as you do. Well, car's across the road. Be seeing you.
Right.
I wish you could talk so you could tell me who it was that gave you that bad meat.
How is she, darling?
All right now.
Jeff, dear, do you remember that long talk that we had about Melanie? I tried to explain to you why she broke the jar of ants. Well, I'm afraid she's done something else to make you unhappy.
What?
I'm afraid it was Melanie who gave Lassie the piece of bad meat. I know how you feel, and I don't blame you.
Why'd she do it? Why'd she try to hurt Lassie?
Probably to keep Lassie from winning the race. That was just another way to make you unhappy.
I hate her.
I know, darling, but hating isn't going to help. Jeff, will you listen to me? Maybe this is our chance to do something for Melanie. She's run away. Mrs. Beasley saw her down on the lake road, and she's a terribly unhappy, a terribly frightened little girl. I'd like you and Gramps to go down to the lake and bring her back. I could go, but that wouldn't help. I want her to know that you can be big enough and generous enough to forgive her for what she did.
I can't, Mom. She almost killed Lassie. Please don't make me.
You know I won't ever make you do anything, darling. What I'm asking is as much for you as it is for Melanie. You see, a part of growing up and becoming a nice person is understanding other people's faults. That's why I want you to go and bring her back. I want her to know that no matter what she did, that she can still have friends. And she needs friends, Jeff. She needs them desperately. Will you go?
Oh. All right, but please, stay here with Lassie.
Of course I will. And thank you, Jeff.
We'll find her. We'll find her.
Oh, Lassie. Aren't we lucky? You have a wonderful master, and I have a wonderful son.
Take the water's edge. I'll look up along the road.
Okay.
That's it. Good boy.
Oh, come on now. You mustn't think about it anymore. It's all over, darling. We know that you didn't mean to poison Lassie. Well, you didn't even know the meat was spoiled.
But I did try to make her lose the race. It was a bad thing.
No, I don't know about that. Maybe it was a good thing. Maybe it taught you something.
May I come in?
Of course.
I... Wildflowers.
Oh, Jeff, they're beautiful.
They smell pretty. Thank you.
Oh, there's a friend of yours who wants to say hello. Come on in.